Hey, this is Joe from Cymbals Eat Guitars, and you're listening to KLSU.
Baton Rouge. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Yes, it's going all the way down here on the Fuzz. You're listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Mike the Distortionist. And of course, it's a beautiful Saturday, and all the more so because it's Valentine's Day. So, we return to our theme from last year, the Valentine's Day special. We got songs for lovers and songs for haters. So whether you woke up with hearts in your eyes or a heart full of scorn, we got something for you today, okay? We're riding both sides of the fence. I don't know really if that analogy, metaphor applies, but it's out there. Of course, of course, we just heard I'm a Believer by the Monkees. If you watched Shrek, then you saw Smash Mouth cover it. But if you're really tapped in, then you know that that came off of the sophomore album of the Monkees in 1967, More of the Monkees, which is, in my opinion, one of the best albums out of the 60s. It's such a good album. And honestly, most of those songs on that album would fit the theme of the show today. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to listen to the Monkees, okay? That got your attention, but now the show's happening, okay? Coming up, we got Them. We're gonna hear Them. You know who I'm talking about. Them. Yeah, capital T. The song's called If You and I Could Be As Two. This was the second song off their 1965 debut album, The Angry Young Them. Now, this was Van Morrison's band from the UK, known for the song Gloria. Van Morrison, of course, was the primary songwriter for Them. Not much needs to be said. I mean, this is also an extremely influential band, very good band. And they were named after a horror movie about giant ants in the desert, giant radioactive ants. So we are starting off with a couple of big names here. And the reason I say that is because after Them, we're going to hear from Question Mark and the Mysterians, who are known for their song 96 Tears, which I'm actually not sure if we've listened to their version on the show before, but I do know that I played a Talking Heads cover of that song because they used to cover that song live in the early days, and I found a recording one time. But what we're going to hear right now is called Girl, You Captivate Me, in parentheses. So, Question Mark and the Mysterians, they were from Michigan. They were active from 1962 to 1969. They reformed in 84. But this song, Girl, You Captivate Me, was a 1967 single on Cameo. After that, we're going to hear the Red Squares. The song's called You Can Be My Baby. It was the B-side to their 1967 single, Turning Around. And this was also a quite prolific band. They released five LPs along with several singles. They formed in England in 1964, but relocated to Denmark after 1966. Then, the Dantes, their song's called Can't Get Enough of Your Love from March 66 on Jamie, the label called Jamie. They were from Columbus, and they would play several teen clubs in the area. They were active from 1964 to 1968. And finally, The Wandering Kind with their song Something I Can't Buy. That also came out in 1966, and that was on Dunwich, a label we've heard quite a few songs from in the Chicago area. Yes, indeed. But if you're not into this ooey-gooey love stuff, just stick around, because after that, we're gonna go into hater mode, okay? We got some we're listening to both sides of the coin today, okay? I got something for everybody. Don't even worry about it. And it's all good. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Maybe you got something, some burning desire. Something on your mind. Maybe you need I don't know. Maybe you want to let me know what you want to hear next week. You know what I mean? Anyway, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy Mardi Gras. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the plurality of it all. And keep listening to the fuzz. Here's Them, If You and I Could Be As Two. Thank you, thank you.
It was on a Sunday and the autumn leaves were on the ground. It kicked my heart when I saw you standing there in your dress of blue. The storm was over, my ship sailed through. What is this feeling? Or what can I do? If you and relieved to walk and talk. dream. And by our dreams. So this wicked world up at the seams. I'd give my life and more I would do. Baby, do you remember? Oh, the good times we had together. Walking through the park. Oh, baby, then we could sing. Give you all my money. Everything in the world that I had. And you told me that don't mean a thing. Still in darkness, we could run together there in that morning sun. I'd give my all, my life, and everything to you. Oh yeah, if darling, only you and I could be us too.
1,000 Micrograms of Love is the name of the song by Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. It was the B-side to a 1967 single called Time Machine on Stefik Records. This was a one-man band from Houston, Texas. It was a guy named Dennis Warkentin. So there were no live performances because, unfortunately, he did not have access to cloning technology, and he recorded all the instruments himself. Now, if you're feeling sick to your stomach, don't worry about it. We're gonna flip the coin over here. We got some songs for the Scorned coming up next. But first, I will announce that it seems we are about a month away from our yearly fundraiser. The kickoff event will be March 15th at Beauvoir Park, which I believe is where it was held last year, or maybe that was Radio Day. And the fundraiser week will be the following week, March 16th to March 22nd. But of course, we will have more information as we get closer to the date. So keep your ear to the sky or to the speaker or what have you. But on to the task at hand, which is quite fuzzy indeed. We're going to hear from Gonn, G-O-N-N. And this is an excellent, excellent band. They were from Iowa. This song, Don't Need Your Lovin', was recorded in 1966, but did not see a release until 1985 on the retrospective self-titled release. The band Gonn only had a couple, one or two single releases when they were active. They were most well-known for a song called Blackout of Greetly. But this song, Don't Need Your Lovin', is pretty good, and the B-side was called Death of an Angel, and that's also a good song. I highly recommend listening to Gonn. Then we got a caller recommendation. It's a song by The What For. It's called I'm Gonna Destroy That Boy. This is an all-female garage beat group from Manhattan. It was the second of two singles released by this band on Columbia. This was in 1966. Following that, I Can't Stand This Love Goodbye by The Others. This was released on RCA Victor in 1965. This band would release three singles from 65 to 67, and they were from Rhode Island. Then, The Young Tyrants from Rochester, New York. It's called She Don't Got the Right. This is a mellow one, but it picks up, and this came out in 1967. And then finally, The Trolls with their B-side to the 1966 single Walkin' Shoes. It's called How Do You Expect Me to Trust You? Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. And if the haterade is too much for you, just stick around, because we're going to get back into the love stuff.
I was just like that, and that's right where I was last time. What?
expect me to trust you? Though it happened months ago, I try not to show how it can. I'll never end. I'll just cry in the end. Counting all the drops of rain as they strike my window pane. Every day from May to December, I guess I'll never know just to make her go. How I cried, cause she lied, but it made me realize.
Too late now. Oh, 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 oh.
Baby, It's Too Late Now is the name of the song. That was by the Conrads. It was a 1965 single on CBS. And this group is known for having David Bowie as an original member, at the time known as David Jones. Although this single released in 1965 in October, and Bowie had left early in 64. As far as I know, there is no recording of Bowie with this group, but that is what they're known for. Now, of course, we can't stay cynical forever, so we got some more love songs coming up. Firstly, a request from a loyal listener, co-worker, and good friend of mine asked for The Beatles' In My Life off of Rubber Soul, and it's pretty good. I'm realizing I really need to just, like, take the dive and just start listening to The Beatles. I don't know why this is such a big gap for me. It's kind of like Game of Thrones. When everybody was talking about Game of Thrones, I was like, I'm never going to watch that show. I mean, the same thing kind of happened with me here, but every once in a while, somebody would be like, yo, you really need to listen to this song, and I do, and it's good, and I don't know. I don't know why that's, like, freaking me out so much. But we're going to hear In My Life by The Beatles off of Rubber Soul, 1965. Then, following that, The Virgin Sleep with their song Love. That came out in September 1967 on the label Dream. They were from London, and they would release one other single the following year. There's some nice sitar action on this song if you're reluctant to leave The Beatles behind. Then we got The Electric Prunes. Their song's called I Happen to Love You. Although they did not write this, it was originally done by The Middle Class in 1966. It would also be covered by Them in 1967. This version also came out in 1967, but the band Electric Prunes was formed in 1965 in the San Fernando Valley, just atop Los Angeles, which is where I grew up and spent the first 18 years of my life. 19, 20 years, I don't know. Yeah, and they're a great, great band. This was off their album Underground in 1967. I believe this was their second album. And they're best known for their song I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, which is an excellent song. After that, we're going to hear Here Without You. It's by The Symmetry of Sound. This single came out in July 1967. I believe just 1 month after Sgt. Pepper, or maybe the same month. I believe it was June or July in 67. But this single, Here Without You, was on Anthem Records. The band was from San Antonio, and it's more of a song about yearning, but it fits. And then Cartoon with the song Deep in My Heart. And this is a Scottish sort of pop rock band that formed in 1967. This song featured as a bonus track on the CD release of their self-titled album, which originally came out in 1967. And Jimmy Page played as a session musician. Here is not that song, but instead The Beatles, In My Life. Sorry. Yeah, so just stick around, because we got more music. And, you know, it's The Fuzz, and The Fuzz is fuzzy, and we like The Fuzz, and The Fuzz is good, and it's good for you. Here it is.
Things that went before. stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Just where I'm at, I don't get enough. love you, baby. I just happen to love you, baby. I just happen to love you, baby. I just happen to love you, baby.
This love must stay forever.
This is Deep in My Heart by Cartoon on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. You Need Me by Psycho. It was a 1966 single on Frantic Records, the only single released by this band, who was allegedly from Chico, California, although it is uncertain. I would say it is uncertain. We're about halfway through the show here. I hate to say it, but it's true. But we still got some more music for coming up, you know. I am reluctant to see the passage of time as a source of anguish, although it does kind of happen, you know. It does freak me out sometimes. Coming up, we got Careless Love by Our Gang from Buena Park, California. This is a pretty good song. It was the 1966 B-side to the single Heartbeat on Warrior, and it was the only release by this band. Our Gang. Following that, the Us 2 group from Cincinnati. The song's called I'll Leave You Crying. And I did not write down the year for some reason. Presumably late 60s, mid to late 60s. And these were high school students at the time. The Us 2 group. Then The Talisman, songs called She Was Good. This was part of a split single release in June 1966 on Julian Records. The B-side was a track called My Life Is So Lonely by Debbie and Galus. The Talisman were from Wenatchee in Washington. We've heard from another group called The Talisman that was from the UK, but that is not this group. After The Talisman, we're going to hear The Seeds. The song's called You Can't Be Trusted. It's off their 1966 self-titled album, The Seeds, another band from Los Angeles. And this is a pretty good song. Also, a good example of the punk spirit back in the 60s, the way he comes out, almost yells the opening line, I don't want to love you, and I'll tell you why. And then after The Seeds, we're going to hear The Lollipop Shop with their song, You Must Be a Witch. This is a 1968 single on U&I Records. This band formed in Las Vegas in 1964 and was covered by multiple groups later on down the line, including Memphis synth-punk band Lost Sounds in the year 2000. That's a pretty good group right there. Yeah, thanks for listening. We got about an hour left. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week. To be honest, I prepped a lot of music for this show, for this episode. And so a lot of what we're going to hear next week is overflow from the Valentine's Day episode. But not entirely. It'll be a little bit of patchwork. But yeah, I'm here. Call in. Keep listening. Don't touch the dial. Here's Careless Love by Our Gang. Thanks for listening.
every time I looked for you, you were out on your own world. And now that you're needing me, you better do what I say. 'Cause I'll leave you and you'll start crying, crying, crying. A long, long time. A long, long time. A long, long
Yeah. and look into me. Where do you always look and never see? Always look and never see. Always look and never see. You're green, you're talking obscene. You're making my life into a dream. You're wearing your colors to be like the others. An easy life in heaven with a thousand other guys. Yeah, yeah. The place, the time don't seem to matter much. Cause class to you is pushing people with your touch. Pushing people with your touch. Pushing people with your touch. You're wearing your green. You're talking obscene. You're making my life into a dream. You're wearing your colors to be like the others. An easy life in heaven with a thousand other guys. Yeah, yeah. You must be a witch. I don't need your love, yeah. Something wrong with you. It's sad to say, I never wanna be like you. I never wanna be like you. No, 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 no. I never wanna be like you.
Don't You Smile Now is the name of that song. It was a 1967 single on Columbia by the Downliners Sect. This was a British group with what was called an R&B style, often compared to the Yardbirds and the Rolling Stones, although I think the conception of R&B has changed since the late 60s. This band, the Downliners Sect, was quite prolific. They released quite a few releases, you know what I mean? Coming up next, we're going from Why Don't You Smile Now to The Way She Smiles by Clover. This is a 1968 B-side to their single Remember. The band is from Virginia, and the song pops off pretty hard towards the end there. It's a good one. Following that, The Reasons Why with their song All I Really Need Is Love. It was released on KM in 1966. This band was from Chicago. And there was another group with the same name, The Reasons Why, at the same time, active at the same time in 1966 in Temple, Texas. But this was not them. This is The Reasons Why from Chicago. Then we're going to hear The Shires with Where Is Love, a May 1967 release on Corey Records. They were from Boston. And then The Kinetics, Put Your Loving on Me, 1967 single on the label Nashville. Following that, we'll hear two more songs, getting a little sour again. Heartful of Rain by The Sixpence, 1967 on All American. That band would later become Strawberry Alarm Clock. And their guitarist, Ed King, would go on to join Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's The Sixpence. And then Los Brincos with their song, Nobody Wants You Now. This band was from Madrid, sometimes called the Spanish Beatles. Yes, indeed. Thanks for listening. We got a little bit more show left. You know, we got about 35 more minutes of show left. We got about 36 more minutes and 40 seconds of show left. And I hope you're here for all of it. Feel free to call in if you like, 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week. Here's Clover with The Way She Smiles. Thank you.
See you.
That song was by the Brass Buttons. It was called Hell Will Take Care of Her. Hell Will Take Care of Her. Which is a little dramatic, a little intense, maybe. But this is an emotional episode for these bands. It was the B-side to their 1968 single My Song on Cotillion. The band was from Rochester in New York, just like another band we heard earlier today. But I don't remember which, and I'm scanning the bay. Oh, the Young Tyrants, also from Rochester. We're coming up on the end of the show here, so this will be the last talk break. And of course, I would not be doing my hippie duty if I didn't leave it on a positive note. My hippie duty. So we got some more happy love songs here. Coming up next, we're going to hear Captain Beefheart and his magic band. Here I Am, I Always Am. This is a 1966 demo, which was released in the box set compilation Grow Fins, which came out in 1999, has a bunch of demos. Listened to that for the first time recently. Pretty good, I recommend if you're a Beefheart fan. Following that, You're Teaching Me by The Outcasts, the B-side to their 1966 single People on Sola Records. They were from Phoenix, Arizona, just a straight shot on I-10. Then The Colors Corporation, Sunshine on Our Love, not on Your Love, but on Our Love. B-side to their 1967 single, Love That Drives Me Crazy, on Hype Records. They were from Leesburg, Florida. Then The Dark Horsemen with Girl, Stand By Me, 1966. Independent release, self-produced, from Lake City, Florida. And finally, one of my favorite love songs of the 60s, by The Troggs, Our Love Will Still Be There, on their 1966 debut album, From Nowhere. It's a very poetic song. I like the metaphor. Last chance to call in, last call for calls. We got 15 minutes left here on the show. Next week, we'll be hearing some overflow from the Valentine's episode, because I over-prepared, so I have a bunch of extra music. But also just some other random stuff. Let me know what you want to hear. And I hope you enjoy the holidays, as in Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day, you know. Don't drink and drive, you know what I mean? And I hope you enjoyed the episode today. I'll see you next week on Saturday at 10 a.m. Here's Captain Beefheart. Here I am, I always am, just like I always am on Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Fuzz. See you next time.
Let's hear what she's gonna hear.
Well, now you came and now you're gone. Our life here will go on. I miss the soul. Only for your return. You'd come back.
Just today. shine down on our love.
this is Zach from Portugal the Man, and you're listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge.